This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What a way to kick off the week. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a rocking weekend in our virtual green room right now. The former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, Bob Ney, step away from Twitter. That's all I have to say. It's crazy. This really has exploded. The Democrats held a press conference, several of them, and they moved to formally pretty much condemn President Trump's attacks on the four minority congresswomen. And Trump himself doubled down, saying those who are unhappy with the United States should leave. So what's this all about?
Well, Kate, I think this is yet to be seen what's going to happen. You know, on the floor of the House, they're going to do a, you know, some type of resolution. I don't know if you've taken a look at that yet.
Yes.
What they're going to do. And it'll be to condemn the president. I was just thinking to myself, there could be all kinds of amendments. You know, on the Republican side, you could do an amendment, for example, to it to say also to condemn AOC for calling the speaker a racist, you know, which is basically what she did. So as far as the entire issue, of course, people are going to weigh in on what President Trump said. In fact, not only, you know, was it uncalled for the way he said it, the problem with it is that he actually injected himself in the middle of a fight that was a civil war between the Democratic side, because you had AOC going after the speaker and Democratic members going after AOC. Now they're that all of that argument's becoming irrelevant. They're going to rally together to go, you know, after President Trump. So he's actually given them kind of a rallying point and a way out of the problems they had. But I think there's going to be probably a mistake made of taking this to a floor resolution itself.
Wow, because, yeah, you said it. I mean, here's the whole thing. They're going to vote on a resolution that condemns Trump's tweets. And he called out the four congresswomen, the progressive ones, and you already said one of them. So that's it, period. The vote on the resolution is expected, by the way, folks, on Tuesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announced that that was going to happen. So if they really go through with that, I mean, what does that, I don't know, what does that mean? I mean, it's a resolution. So they take up the resolution and basically call the president a racist, saying there were racist remarks. I mean, I looked at the resolution. It's, wow.
Well, that's right. And again, prior to the president injecting himself into this our argument, you had AOC who said that because Nancy Pelosi said, come talk to me before you tweet something, and the chief of staff of AOC is attacking Democratic members. So because Nancy Pelosi said that as speaker, AOC said she is singling out newly elected Democratic women of color. When they asked AOC about it, she said, well, I'm not saying the speaker's a racist. Well, she certainly did say that.
Yeah.
And so, again, that, she said it, and which was ridiculous to say that about Nancy Pelosi. Anybody who knows the speaker knows she's not singling out women of color. So this whole debate's going to come down because the president, I think, chose some words that he shouldn't whatsoever, because when he says go back to where you came from, well, only one of the members came from somewhere. And this has been the president's style to say, you know, say things like this. But now it's going to go into, again, this whole floor battle. And then this issue will keep going on and on and on, which the president will suffer. There's no question about it from these statements. But also, it will be relentless where AOC and the other three members, you know, the squad as they're now calling them, will become the front focal point. And the entire issue for every single American from their end of it is going to be immigration and people coming across the border. They call them undocumented. A lot of people call them illegal. It's just going to continue on. All the other issues, health care, Medicare for all, Medicare not for all, whatever the issue is going to be, balancing the nation's budget, you know, education, how students pay their debt, it's all shoved to the side. And eventually, the squad will focus so much on immigration that they will, in fact, it could backlash to where they have a problem of focusing the Democratic side on issues that are important to working people, which is how they lost the election last time with Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and a few other states.
Yeah, in the meantime, too, and it just carries over to there was a lot of outcry about racist stuff again because of what's going on with ICE. The ex-ICE chief, a guy named Tom Homans, he last week he was at the House Oversight Committee, and he defended what he was saying, and he said, they wanted to push their narrative. They wouldn't let me speak. I interrupted. I was trying to interject. I was trying to tell them what was happening with the Border Patrol. And so they were talking about ICE. Homan said that there was a congressman that called him a racist, said he didn't care about dying children, got him incensed because he was the man who knelt and prayed for dead men, women, and children in the back of a semi. So he was defending himself, Homan, and he's been doing that now in interviews after what happened last week. But the ICE raids continue, and how is that coming off?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, this was more, of talk than action because the ICE raids, we didn't see, statistics or pictures or whatever of these huge amount of raids. And what's ironic, what's all been brought to the forefront, that President Obama deported a lot more people. I mean, a lot more than President Trump has, and that came to the forefront. In fact, Joe Biden was attacked by a lot of progressive people, for being part of that when Obama was president. And then there's also some focus groups that people, 9 of the 12 participants, for example, who had went for President Obama, actually, and this is going to shock everybody, actually came out in the focus group, and again, they went for President Obama, said that President Trump is actually decent on the handling. They called him professional and responsible on the handling of the immigration issues. And that's because a lot of people have sympathy but think this all has gone way too far. There is a lack, Kate, of any immigration bill by the Congress. So it's just according to what President Trump wants to do, and before him, President Obama, who deported people, and before him, President Bush and Clinton, et cetera. So, they'll hit at Trump, but the bottom line is the Congress has failed. It's got a great big F for failure to do nothing on immigration reform, not just this one, but all the previous ones.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the problem. And I always say if you go back in a time machine,
sure,
it's absolutely crazy. Bob Ney, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, coming up on the show, kind of an odds and ends. We're going to go deeper into the whole tweet thing and what happens there and people understanding Twitter, because there's a lot of people, frankly, that could care less about Twitter, don't really understand what that means, although millions are on it, and half the time this is where news breaks or we find something out. There's even breaking news brigades across the country that immediately notify their communities when something takes place. For example, one person was killed and 15 others were injured in a house explosion in California. Where did people find out about it who lived near there immediately? That would be through Twitter. But it's become like a verb, thanks to the Prez, and now the Democrats and this feud that's going on. Does anyone win in this? Talking about it next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People came into our country illegally. Many were felons. Many were convicted of crimes. Many were taken out on Sunday. You just didn't know about it.
All right, so that's the president talking about those ICE raids. We're going to whip this in to this segment as well. Many of you have written me emails when we go to the mailbag segment on your thoughts on illegal immigration and what's not happening and why, for goodness sake, wasn't this handled so long ago. And it's exactly what we say. It's what Bob Ney just said. He was in Congress forever and a day, and he saw what happened. And I talk about being down at the border two decades ago, right when I first started my career, and then a decade after that, and how things stayed the same. It was just the same circle we kept seeing over and over and over again. But that's history, and now we're in the thick of it. So now we've got these raids, and you have outrage over the rage of over the raids in some quarters of the world because of what they're seeing, because there's no place. With families being separated, there's no place to put people, there's no processing that can happen quickly. It's just a horrible, wicked, chaotic mess, which has started part of that whole thing of the raids. Like, okay, so now we got to figure out what we're going to do here. And the optics of this are all over the board, period, end of story. And yes, there were some criminals absolutely caught in the net, and the whole goal, really, in these ICE raids is honestly to get those people, not the couple coming over in desperation that are employed by somebody in the United States, and they were practically assassinated in whatever country they came from. But this is across the board, period, what it is. So these series of raids target about 2,000 undocumented immigrants in major cities around the country. And the raids, there's Siri in the background. The raids targeted certain areas, right? So U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement focused on the people where they had the removal orders from an immigration judge with a specific interest in getting the violent criminals, like I said, and the aggravated felons. So that was the goal. The goal was not to rattle the roof off of families that were in hiding in the shadows. It was to pull out the others. In New York, because there's so much fright about this, you have tons of immigration talk, tons of lawyers trying to let people know what their rights are, etc. You had U.S. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who organized an open house in her Houston office for people who wanted information on the order of mass deportations for the people who believe they have a right to stay in the country. And she's done this a couple of different times because there's massive confusion over this and the ICE raids and what it means and who gets booted and what's, happening. And one of the things the Houston mayor said is the Houston Police Department is not ICE, so we're not going to be participating with ICE on these kinds of raids. That's not us. That's not what we're doing. The San Francisco mayor reinforced the need for reliable information so that people know their rights and what are their rights when these things go down. You know, when these raids go down and they're caught, like I said, they're caught in that net somehow. And then you've got, you know, the looking at all sides of this, then you have people that honestly were supposed to be out of the country and they were playing the cat and mouse game and they came back. They found a way to come back. Obviously criminals. They knew how to tunnel under or get with another group that could take them over. So you have Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who is advising President Trump to aim higher after, by the way, the weekend tweets about the congresswomen. So when the whole ICE raid started happening and then this exploded in a different direction, then that's when the president tweeted that they should go back to the broken and crime-infested countries they came from, even though all of course, the women he's talking about, they were American citizens, and three were actually born in the U.S. Alexandria, or AOC as we call her, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Congresswoman Omar of Minnesota are American citizens. But, you know, this is part of this whole thing that just totally ratcheted up the conversation that has led to the resolution that's going to be on the floor of the House on Tuesday. And the resolution, which somebody sent it to me today, and I read the resolution, and pretty much what the resolution says is it condemns the president's, and it says, racist remarks. It asks all members to choose, do we embrace President Reagan's vision of an American made by stronger, by immigrants and refugees, or President Trump's message of, you know, fear in a roundabout way. This is what this says, which is, wow, just reading it. You know, Thomas Jefferson is listed in this resolution. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison is listed in this resolution. You know, who would think? So what happens with this? What happens when the resolution is introduced? It's going to be a lot of conversation over Twitter and over what happened with the congresswomen who were bouncing back or taking shots at the president for the ICE raids. And that's where this all started up. And one of the things the president said is, and this was part of the whole Twitter attack, he called on these congresswomen to apologize for their foul language and terrible things they've said. And He said, when will the radical left congresswomen apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they've used and the terrible things they've said? So many people are angry at them and their horrible and disgusting actions. And then he followed up, if the Democrats, what I already told you, if the Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths and actions of these unpopular and unrepresentative congresswomen, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Wow. Interesting, huh? Never a dull moment. I want to see what happens with the resolution and then what comes back around again after that. And see where it all heads, because I think that's part of what's, I mean, that's part of what's interesting about this war. And again, it's going on Twitter daily. So if you haven't seen the show, I mean, it's going to get more, I think, nasty between the press and between these congresswomen. All right. Dan, who's never short on his hard right opinions, is calling in. So let's go to him. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good morning, or good afternoon, or whatever it is in your part of the world.
That's right. It's all those things.
Did I tell you the joke about the two guys that wrecked their ship?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, these two gentlemen were taking a trip on this yacht that they owned, and by George, they hit a reef, and it sank. But they managed to get away with their rowboat. And so one of them kept a watch at night, and the other one sleep, and the next day the other one would do the same thing. Well, one night, while one of the guys was sleeping, the other guy heard something banging against the boat. And so he reached to the side, took his little emergency flashlight, and shined it down, and here was this big bottle that was going bang, 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 up against the boat. So he hauled the bottle in, he pulled the cork out of it, and poof, a genie appeared. The genie says, there be one of thee that has saved me. I will give thee whatever you want. One wish. And the guy thought, he says, genie, I want you to turn this entire ocean into ice cold, good tasting beer. And the genie went poof, and the whole ocean turned bright yellow, tasty, oh God, the best beer you ever tasted in your life. He woke the other guy up and told him what he had done. And the genie had disappeared, so the guy couldn't make a wish, but he looked over, and sure enough, there was all this good beer. So he reached in with a mug, homemade-type mug, and got him a glass full, and he was just drinking away. And the other guy, he had a big mug, and he was drinking away. And then all of a sudden, he stood up and said, oh, damn. He says, what's the matter? He says, you know, I should have asked for land. We can't tea in the ocean because we're drinking it. And we got to go in the boat.
Oh, my gosh. Perfect place to end this. What a funny. Can I remember that joke? Hang with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But do you think the tweets were racist?
Not at all.
President Trump at an event at the White House celebrating products made here in America, reiterating to reporters what he says on Twitter about the four progressive congresswomen, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They can go back to the countries they came from if they don't like it here.
How are they not right? Congresswomen are not American.
Somebody has a problem with our country. If somebody doesn't want to be in our country, they should leave. That's all.
Then the four holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, calling on President Trump to be impeached. Here's AOC.
We'll stay focused on our agenda, and we won't get caught slipping, because all of this is a distraction. It's a distraction from what's most important and from our core values as American citizens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
That's pretty much what it felt like in and around D.C., I have to say. Kate Delaney, hope you are having a terrific start to your week. If not, remember, it's just over the horizon. That would be the next weekend. If you work that traditional job, although I know very few people who do that anymore. So we got a lot of interest in what happened with these congresswomen. This first one from Pepper, who says, you know, I really tried to give Donald Trump a chance. I really did, Kate. My parents were Republicans, and I grew up in a Republican household, but I think this guy is just twisted. And what is he doing calling these women out the way he is? Number one, maybe he doesn't like their language. Maybe they are disrespectful. Maybe there's things that have been said that aren't right from the perspective of anybody who's looking at what's happening with these ICE raids. But why even go there? You have to rise above it, as it were. Why address the four congresswomen that way? It doesn't make any sense. I would just never even go there if I were him and were the leader of the free world. So for that reason, I am off the Trump train. Then I got this one from Jake, who says, you know what? Listen, if you step in the lion's den and the lion roars, you know what the president is about, and that he says what he thinks and what he feels, period, and does not have a filter, which some people hate, but personally I like, and I'm a 20-something, Kate, you know that from all the emails I've sent you in the past. I have to say, I have nothing personal against these congresswomen, but what do they think is going to happen back when they yell things about him? Of course it's going to turn into a war. There's no way he's going to drop back and not pay attention to what's being said, because he feels like he's doing the right thing, and so do the people around him when it comes to the ICE raids and when it comes to what's happening at the border, which is a disgusting outrage in the first place. And he inherited, let's face it, a terrible, terrible situation, one that wasn't good under Obama, one that wasn't good under Bush, one that wasn't good under Clinton, as you have said so often. Yeah, touche to that. I mean, I say this all the time, but we can't go back in the time machine. So the problems that we're having are worse. They're worse in different ways because there's no way to process the people that are coming over. And every day is a different situation. I have a friend that was in the news business that became a Border Patrol agent and said it's just never seen anything like it. That, yes, there's always been problems. Yes, there's been the wrangling of people and releasing them and sending them back and constantly feeding that system, but now it's just so out of control and the faces have changed, which of course I've talked about. It used to be a lot of men would come over. They were going to get jobs, boom, work in the fields, do whatever, and then they would come back. But now it's so many children, it's so many families, and it's so many kids even by themselves that's how we got into this scenario of what are we doing? How are we processing this? It looks terrible. And like I said, the optics, of course, look terrible because the worst of the worst situations, of course, are exposed, as they would be by somebody who's investigating it or looking at the terrible places where some of the people have had to stay overnight, etc., because they're trying to figure out what they're doing. And this is, I blame it on the, I'm not going to go down too far down this rabbit hole because I want to go to your thoughts. This is about you in the mailbag. I blame it on Congress. They didn't do a damn thing, and they constantly wanted to get reelected. Ooh, well, my constituents think this way, mine think that way, so I'm going to play both sides to the middle because it's about getting reelected. And not really digging in. So, yeah, sometimes I'll go down with the camera. Maybe occasionally I'll be that person that I tour the border, say it's horrible, say we need to do something, say it's disruptive, say whatever they want to say. But then we keep coming back to the problem that we've had all along for decades, that laws during the Reagan administration were never enforced. So it got out of control, and it got out of control by lots of greedy people too, by the way, because they wanted cheap labor, and they knew they weren't going to find that among a lot of the people that were already in the United States, that were not going to get in there and pick strawberries and be in the fields and do some of the menial tasks for terrible money. They weren't going to do it, and there you go. That just created that economic vacuum. And boom, if it was in the interest of the people in California, let's say, or Texas or wherever, I'm saying the people who benefited from this machine, well, that's what happened. They turn a blind eye, and then they had power with whoever was in Congress in some senses, and then boom, here you go. And this is why we're in this situation. All right, let's move to this one. This one is completely different. This one is from Anwell. And he says, Kate, I know you've been talking about these shark attacks. Did you know there was another shark attack? This time it was in Florida, not in the Carolinas. Wow. I don't know how these shark scientist types can say, oh, it's not that many attacks. It seems rather odd to me. What do you think? Oh, this was a 16-year-old girl. She was boogie boarding. So think of boogie boarding and what that is. You know, you're close in. And she was at Amelia Island. I know exactly where she was. I took the show there once, maybe 12 years ago, but Amelia Island. And she had bites in her foot and her ankle. She was vacationing with her family in South Florida. She made it to the pool, and people ran over to her. They immediately got her to the hospital. Luckily, you know, she didn't lose anything. She didn't lose her foot or leg or whatever. But she had to get a bunch of stitches, and, you know, here we go. We had the California college student, this was in the Bahamas, but at the end of June, who was attacked right in front of her family. We had the 8-year-old boy who was attacked by a shark off North Carolina, but should make a full recovery. As of July 11th, there have been 45 shark attack bites reported and verified in 2019. Seems high to me. And so what do they tell you? Well, don't swim during sunrise or sunset. Swim in clear water. Avoid areas where fish and salt water meet. You know, that we know that. But unfortunately, a lot of these beaches, that's exactly what you get. That where you've got fresh and salt water meeting in some cases, and you have fish. And you have people fishing down, you know, a mile or so from you or whatever it is. I mean, trust me, I've spent plenty of time in Florida, and I know exactly what this looks like. I don't know, it's scary to me. If I had a kid and I was on the beach, I would hate to say I'd be that helicopter parent, because I know with my nephew and practically raising him, I wasn't that way. But, boy, I would be concerned. I would be concerned. I don't think it's you're being overly crazy or whatever to be a little bit worried about what we're seeing. The girl with the boogie boarding thing I thought was another crazy deal. Luckily, it wasn't worse, but how scary is that? All right, let's move along to another one. How about this? This one is from Sam. This is a good one. You know, I talked a lot about the Boeing 737s, and not a shock here. I remember when they were saying, oh, in a couple of months it could be back in business. No. The 737 MAXs, that's not even possible until 2020 at this point. So, there's some problems here. Airlines are facing the possibility they're going to have to do without these jets, especially during the holiday season. So November, think about that. And December, it's going to be, if you're flying anywhere, get your tickets, right? Look for a good deal and just jump on it if you can. United Airlines said they're going to keep the 737 MAX off their flight schedules until November 2nd. And then you got American saying they feel confident, you know, that they're going to get the fixes for the plane, but they're not sure when they're going into put them into rotation. Southwest is sticking to October 1st. So I don't know. I think they'll keep getting pushed back, because you had those two crashes. You had the Ethiopian Airlines crash. You had the other crash that happened, you know, as well, where together the two crashes, you know, the one over the Java Sea, you had 346 passengers and crew all together, and the pilots had to fight to keep the plane's noses up with this automated system that they tried to overcome the efforts and point it down, and then they were doomed. And that's what happened with both of them. I don't know, how would you feel about stepping onto a MAX? They don't make you feel very confident about, oh, well, we think October 1st, November, whatever. What's the deal? And they want to try to make sure it's as safe as possible. But why would you, who's taking a risk? You know, roll the dice? Let's get on that. Oh, no. This one's kind of funny. This one is from Hal, and he says, oh, my gosh, I was traveling the other day, Kate, and I read a story about the fact that in Tennessee, the cops are warning people about gators who are on meth and that there are other animals that are in the same situation. What would a gator on meth be like? And it's because people are flushing meth down the toilet, and it is causing unnatural behaviors. Well, that's scary right there when you say unnatural behaviors. So we know gators want to attack. What is it? Amp it up? Ooh, terrifying. Man Cave coming up next.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And then we have a Hall of Fame boxer hit by a car and dies. Sad story there. And then, of course, we have the problem of noise pollution. You know what noise pollution is, right? It's when it gets too loud in the man cave and the cops come and they tell you to be quiet. No, just kidding. It's when, because, of course, the man cave is soundproof. The man cave is completely sealed off, right? It's like a safe room. The noise pollution is that some stadiums get so loud, you have to pump in noise to simulate what it would be like when you're playing because you can't hear yourself think. And this is something college football teams deal with, pro teams, football deal with, lots of sports do. In fact, when I had Jason Lake on the show, he's the CEO of Complexity. Remember the whole e-gaming explosion? And I toured his cool new compound. One of the things with these gamers is they compete in India and in San Francisco and all over the place, and thousands of people come and watch them, and it's so loud, and the lights are flying around all over the place. that they simulate the exact conditions of what it's going to be like wherever it is they're going. And a lot of that has to do with noise. So that fact is not lost on Ed Ogeron, who is the head coach of LSU. Here's what he had to say about blocking out the noise.
People didn't know what type of football team we were going to have. They were talking about this, talking about that. Now this year they say we're going to have a really good football team. And I do believe we're going to have a really good football team. But we have to get back to work. We have to get back to the true grit and the fundamentals that it takes in camp and block out the noise. And I know our team's going to do that with tremendous leadership.
See, there you go. And it's the other noise, too, because you got SEC Media Days and LSU could really shake up the SEC West with the transition that they've had, obviously. And that's what he's talking about. So he understands about blocking out noise because he did that so well last year in preparing for some of the bigger games that he had to deal with. But, you know, this is the beginning of the Ed Ogeron era. And the theme is that you think that we're going to be one way and we think we're going to be another way and we're going to just batten the hatches and do what we're going to do, period, and focus on that and not worry about what else is going on. Just try to focus on it. And I'll tell you, LSU, I'm not going to go deep into college football, although as we get closer to the season, I'll give you my picks and stuff. But Alabama could have a struggle in the SEC West in 2019, although it is Alabama. There's so much interesting history, I think, when you talk about some of these teams. So media days, that's when the coaches talk about what it's going to look like and all that sort of thing. And that's part of the conversation when you're in July and you're getting ready for football seasons, both college and pro. All right, I told you about, or I mentioned anyway, the fact that you had a Hall of Fame boxer that was hit by a car, Pernell Whitaker. How sad is that? I mean, he was a great boxer. Maybe one of the greatest in history. If you had a top 20 list, he was killed in Virginia, just 55 years old. The Virginia Beach Police Department said, you know, they're investigating it, but it happened at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. He was walking at an intersection, and he was hit. I can remember his nickname, Sweet Pea, the Southpaw from Norfolk, Virginia. And that might be one of the best defensive fighters in history. I recognize his name, of course, right away. He was in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He won titles in four weight classes, and he won a gold medal at the 1984 Olympics. So sad, a shocker, and you know who knows? They're like I said, they're investigating what happened there. But he was just crossing, and then was plowed over, and that we know he died after that. Wow, Mark Cuban is the owner who was fined $50,000 after he admitted to leaking information from last week's Board of Governors meeting to a reporter. It wasn't publicly announced, but of course then it leaked out. So there you go. And it is kind of ironic, isn't it? Anyway, he was fined because of a violation of league rules to talk to outsiders about Board of Governors business, and sources said that Sacramento Kings owner Randadive expressed concern that information about the vote to allow coaches challenges was being reported while the meeting was still in session. Cuban immediately admitted that he leaked the information. Okay, didn't you see that I had my phone underneath the boardroom table? Didn't you see that I was obviously leaking that out to a reporter? Which is kind of funny. And it's kind of funny then that the story comes out, too. All right, speaking of stories, one of the big stories heading into the Open in Ireland, a place where I went, Royal Portesh, is the weight loss of Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson, in the last 15 days, has lost like 15 pounds. And he said he did it to really not so much for the weight loss, but to to heal himself, to clear his mind, all that sort of thing. And his fasting was pure fasting. So 5-6 days, nothing. Water and a special kind of coffee mix. And I think he said, you know, after the first couple days, you just sort of get used to it and you feel you're okay. You feel, you feel better. He said he needed a reset before the open. And that's why he decided he was going to do that whole fasting thing. It's going to be interesting to see because I saw this course and it is just pound for pound, that kind of tough, that tough kind of greens and fescue leading up to it, of course, in the fairways. So if you're a golfer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be easy for any of them. Let's put it that way. But the eyes of the world will be on the open because it's one of the majors, and that's what will happen at Portrush. It is a cool place in Northern Ireland. So how about that? The tickets are gone. They're sold out. They say for the first time in history, 190,000 fans are expected to show up for it. Boy, there's not a lot of places to stay, I will tell you that. It was founded in 1888 on the northern coast of Northern Ireland, and it's the only club outside of England and Scotland to host the Open. It was the site of the 80th Open Championship in 1951. So how about that? And when they announced that the Open was returning there, they spent like 18 months redesigning and lengthening it, that kind of thing. So it's gonna be fun for me to watch it because I was actually just there a couple of months ago. But for the players, it's not gonna be easy to navigate. So in the man cave, we'd be talking about that. How's your golf game, right? I actually am going to Denver and I'm playing in a golf tournament and I have no idea. It's like what I said, I'll pull the sticks out and I have no idea what you're going to see. I could be trying to hit the ball in the clown's mouth or I could actually have some decent shots. I'm not really, really, really sure. And then you have this last story that we would talk about. How about suspended former Steeler and Raider wide receiver Martavis Bryant? He's applied to the NFL for reinstatement. He sent an email to league officials and requested that he get that reinstatement from an indefinite suspension that he was hit with in December for repeated violations of the league's drug policy. I think it's a reach. I'm not so sure he'll be granted that because he's missed so many games. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see him back out there. We've closed the door to the man cave. It's sealed up. It's fine. And we're leaving. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.